Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, streaming at Upscale Magazine Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been flapping and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's tricking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Thank you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care product on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, we have lost another iconic rap music superstars with the passing of entertainer Coolio at just 59 years old. I'm Carrie Hines, and what this represents to me is just a reminder that life is short. Life is very, very short. And in Coolio's honor, this man just created a superstar music persona. For me, listening to him and his music back during the heyday of the 90s really signaled a turning point in the music business and industry. I will never forget the impact of his career and what he has truly represented. One of those amazing crossover artists who really just lit up the charts. And so we celebrate this man's legacy on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we'll be chatting quite a bit about him in days to come. And again, his legacy, his music legacy, lives on.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. the black hair care firms. They sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very first time on our airways, Glenn Coco. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, what took you so long? Now, I want to talk about your legendary career and what's new for you going on these days as well. So can you tell us a little bit, because I read some things and I said, well, let me just go straight to Mr. Glenn Coco. So tell us a little bit, some of your highlights that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have such an amazing career and work with such talented individuals. It sort of unfolded by accident. I started hairstyling because of the recession in 2008 and kind of fell into this industry, but I knew once I started, I always wanted to work with celebrities. I saw the hair on TV and in magazines, and it was always a goal of mine. So I've, you know, moved to Los Angeles and pursued it and have been blessed to have makeup artists and stylists and other celebrities refer me to clients. So that's why my roster is, you know, what it is today. And I'm super blessed and grateful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to just, you know, can you, tell us a few, drop a couple of names? You know, we have to live vicariously on the show, Glenn.
I always have to list them. I always have to list them by most recently so that I can remember. But Sydney Sweeney, who's on Euphoria, has been a client of mine as of most recently. Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Megan Fox, Rita Ora, Shay Mitchell. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time now. Hair for 10 years and celebrities for about 4 or 5. So The list has gotten long, but those are my most recent.
Well, and that's a mega list. It just reminds me, I always used to chat with this fellow out on the West Coast as well, who always work with celebrities like yourself, just the biggest of the biggest. And I've always wanted to know, what that, you know, must feel like and all of that. But, you know, this is quite an honor for us to have you on the broadcast. So what do you say to all these wonderful stylists who would like to be celebrity stylists? I get this all the time on the show. This is really what the goal is out there, in case you didn't know. Really. So what do you say to these stylists?
It's the same thing I really wanted when I first started in this industry, and it's, you know, to be working with the rich and famous. And I think the biggest tip that I can really tell people is continuing education. I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your career. I think cosmetology school is such a small part of the grand scheme of knowledge that you really need to know. So making sure that you're investing all of the money that you're making, because as a stylist, I feel like you make money very quickly, and it's very easy to get enthralled in the lifestyle. But it's important to take that money and really put it towards continuing education to make sure that your skill set is what it needs to be. I remember when I first moved to LA and people would refer me to celebrity clients, it was, you know, I thought I was prepared, and then I got thrown into it and I didn't have extensions in my kit and I didn't have certain products in my kit that were essential. And I remember this one makeup artist telling me, like, I'm never referring you to anyone again because you're not prepared to do this. You're not that good. And so that whole year, I really focused on my craft. I focused on the products that were in my kit. And I focused on getting, you know, a well-rounded kit full of extensions and wigs. And I think that's really what made me the hairstylist I am today, is really, you know, starting soon and realizing that I had more to learn.
Well, I love that, that did not stop you. I think I probably would have never gone on.
But definitely a scary moment, but it prepared me for the reality.
Yes. Well, listen, it sounds like you've done just fine. And what I love, and yes, and I can hear you have such a passion and a calm tone. So that must help out quite a bit in the frenzy of the styling community out there working with the big celebrities. Well, listen, I want to know, go right ahead. Please respond.
Well, I was just going to mention that passion is what drives almost every industry. I think to be the top of the top, you really have to be passionate about what you do. There's no difference when it comes to celebrity styling. It's not really about the world that you're in. It's about the craft, and it's about being a service professional. It's about making people feel their best. And I think as long as you remember that and you focus on, you know, your craft and not the glamorous life that it is, you'll do really well.
Listen, what more can we say on that? But I do have to ask you, so what's the big project that you're working on now or something that you're looking forward to, Glenn?
Well, I have a lot I'm looking forward to. I'm a brand ambassador for Augustina Spotter, which has been such an amazing experience having, you know, a well-rounded, you know, set of products to really recommend to my clients for solutions is something that, you know, I've never really had up until now. And as a celebrity hairstylist, you encounter so many different hair types, so many people with breakage and damage. And there is just, for me, there's never been one hair care line that really tackles it all. And I feel like working with them, I finally have something to recommend as a solution. But as far as upcoming projects, I mean, there's so much on the plate. Even in the next 2 months, I have, you know, a trip to Venice Film Festival, and I'm shooting a commercial in Morocco. So I'm constantly on the go.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you just said also. Folks think, you know, because you have a lot, well, let's just say they think celebrities may not experience a lot of the damage that, you know, folks, you know, clients encounter just who are not celebrities. In other words, so this is something that's really big that you're able to you know, provide the celebrities the same type of, you know, maybe even more focused, so to speak, but just to know that they go through a lot of the same things that the folks who are listening to the show who are not celebrities deal with, especially when it comes to damage and things like that. So Outstanding.
Yeah.
And
I think it's such a regular problem. I mean, all around the world, globally, hair is such a big issue. And I think focusing on products that really help with hair growth and help with the nourishment of hair are so important. And Augustinus has really created a line that really tackles everything. You have the shampoo that's such a great cleanser and really removes all sorts of buildup so that your hair can grow really well in an optimal environment. We actually did an amazing microscopic test where we looked at the
really?
Scalp before and after the shampoo and conditioner, and it was remarkable to see the difference between what the scalp looked like before and after, and all the buildup was removed. There was so much shine on the actual hair follicle itself, and so knowing that products work like that is just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you're an ambassador, a brand ambassador. We want you to come back and then and bring the whole line with you. We'd love to just talk about all of that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to take a moment just to say thank you, my goodness, for just jumping on a quick call with us. We're going to share this across our platform. Okay.
It's been a pleasure. And anytime you want me to talk, I'm here for you.
Well, I would love that. And please, we always ask, is there anyone that you want to shout out to, any team members, any family members, anything like that this morning?
I'll say hi to Mom in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mom. I love
you. Oh, okay. A fellow Pennsylvanian. Okay. I'm from Philly. Okay. How awesome. All right. I love that. All right. Well, listen, Glenn, thank you. Glenn Coco, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the
Hair
Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to follow your career out there in the world of celebrity hairstyling. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right. I am so excited to welcome back this gentleman that you guys know very, very well. He is the man who knows everything about conversations with hair. It's Eugene Davis, and it's a great pleasure. Eugene, good morning, and welcome back.
Good morning, Terry. How are you? Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Well, it really is a great pleasure, and I kind of wanted to jump on in because this is really the season for everything matrimonial, I think is the right way to say it. So everything that we're talking about weddings, and we're talking about wearing, you know, white and, you know, customary, you know, with the updos and the hair and the makeup and the dresses and all of that, this is the season for it. And so what can we tell folks, Eugene Davis, when it comes to conversations with hair about this part of the process? What can we share in your expertise? And you are the expert.
Well, thank you. I just would like to say that, you know, in this time in the season, and people are preparing for their weddings, and a lot of people are preparing for their proms, and, you know, daughters are doing cotillions and all kinds of things. But all of this needs to start prior to that particular day. We can't just say we're going to show up and have a hair and makeup artist make us look like Beyonce or make us look like Rihanna or something from the Met Gala. It has to start with preparation before, because these people start well before with their hair and skin and makeup routines. They test them out. They trial them. So all these things are so important. So one of the things that I always suggest, the hair, if you're going to do, if you always wore your hair relaxed and do you want to try something new like a wig or you want to try something new, you need to start inquiring with your hairstylist and doing trials and different looks way before the day of your wedding. Because if you hire someone and they show up and you're like, oh, my God, I don't like it, it's a little bit too late for that, because then you're looking at your wedding photos talking about, oh, my God, I look a mess, because you didn't prepare yourself. So one of the advice that I get is with your skincare routine, start going to a spa, start investing in skincare. When it comes to your hair, if you're going to do highlights or you're going to do something different with your texture, start going to your stylist and talking about it, having conversations about, you know, what you're looking for, and try it out months before, you know. It's so important. And the same thing with your makeup artist. Do a trial with your makeup artist, but go to places like Sephora and Ulta and try out new makeup from the various, you know, cosmetic companies that are out there. Try a new lip. Try this. Try that. But just preparing yourself so when you go to your hair, skin, and makeup people, you have an idea about what it is you're looking for.
Now, is it to be expected that every hairstylist knows how to do the wedding looks? I would imagine that they do because, you know, am I right? So your hairstylist, your regular hairstylist, should be able to help you best, and they know your hair. I would imagine.
Yes and no. Not every hairstylist. Let me say, the bridal hair industry is a whole different beast.
Oh, really? Wow. Hold on.
Yeah,
this is
it is.
The bridal hair. That's blowing my mind.
Because,
go right ahead. Wow.
Let me say this. Because we've all seen on Bravo Bridezilla.
Yes.
And she shows up all the time.
Yes,
now,
she does.
A bridal hairstylist has a lot more patience, is used to Bridezilla, and can work through those curves and those coves that will come when it comes to a bridal and all of her nerves and stuff. Because they've done it. They understand it.
Exactly.
But your normal hairstylist will probably give you something that you like or something that you're used to. But for your wedding, that's not what you want. So if they're not experienced in it, that can be a problem, and that has been a problem with so many brides. Like,
really?
This is my hairstylist, but he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
Because they used to, like, you come in the salon, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get out of my chair, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. And it's the same old, same old.
But
this is something very special.
Understand that she'd be like, well, can you put my bang to the left? No, put it to the right. Put it upside down.
Exactly.
Can you twist it around this way?
Exactly.
So what happens? It takes a different type of stylist. Huh?
Wow. Now, how do you find those bridal stylists? Because I didn't even know that was a term, bridal stylist.
Yes. There are agencies out there that can help with that.
For bridal stylists?
Yes. Yes, agencies just for bridal stylists in different cities.
Wow.
There's some in New York, there's some in Chicago, there's some in Miami, there's some in Atlanta, some in Texas, and California. Those are only cities I know about right now. Oh, and Missouri. Yes, in Missouri.
Wow.
And Missouri is like the wedding capital of the world.
Wow.
When it comes to picturesque weddings, and there are agencies out there, and there are people who are specially trained and who are hired specifically for those types of events.
Wow, that's just fascinating to me. It really is.
Yeah, because let me give you a perfect example. Your normal stylist is used to doing you and they're used to doing somebody else, but then the cohesiveness that you like, okay, I'm the bride, I got my two bridesmaids, I want my mother and two flower girls. And they be like, I ain't doing all that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot for somebody to think about. But bridal wedding stylists, makeup and hair, are already trained or have the understanding that they're doing a wedding party. And I think a lot of times when you watch the different like shows on Bravo and stuff, that has been a problem,
right?
Because those stylists, or that she's been going to that stylist for a long time, and then when they have to do all of that, it just becomes an issue.
Yes, and their regular hairstylist,
yes,
might be upset that they're not even being chosen
to do
the bridal work. And they may not even be invited to the wedding, but that's a whole nother show.
yeah.
Wow.
Of course it is. But because it's a specialty, it's a niche market, and
right,
everybody cannot do it.
Wow.
I don't care how great,
it really is,
how great a stylist you are. It comes down to having the patience and understanding and working through the issues of, you know, the bridal day. It's just like,
wow,
being a celebrity hairstylist. Not everyone can be a celebrity hairstylist and be able to work through the production.
Exactly.
Because
they're long hours and all,
yes,
kinds of things.
Of course.
Very
that's
long
it.
Hours.
And or the artist might like your hairstyle, but it doesn't fit into the packaging. It doesn't make sense
exactly,
to what the producer or the director wants.
Exactly.
And,
that is very important.
And redo. And redo.
Yeah, because they're paying the bills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's,
wow,
when I say that a bridal stylist is a niche and a special place, a hairstylist and makeup artist and skincare people. You know,
the whole
skincare
package,
people start
literally
working with a bride months, 2-3 months, trying to get her skin together, because then the makeup artist can show up and then they're like, okay, you want to look like this, but your skin is saying bumpy.
Looks
thing
like that. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Who in the world?
It's not going to happen.
So you mentioned about consultants, if you will, to some degree. So they're,
yes,
bridal consultants that can help with every aspect of the process. There are even agencies that kind of connect,
yeah,
all of the dots for everybody. I'm just blown,
yeah,
away. I really am. But this is a whole – bridal work is an entire industry. They've got their own magazine. They've got their own – you know, it just – it impresses me so much.
Yes.
Wow.
And you know, one of the companies that I work with a lot is War Paint International, out of Missouri. And I'm located in Chicago, and they have associates or artisans that we call them in New York. We have some in Chicago. We have some in Miami. We have some in Missouri, and we have some in Atlanta, I believe. So don't quote me on that one. But, yeah, it's a growing industry, and it's a niche market, and it is happening right now.
Wow.
Because,
wow,
now that we come out of COVID, there are, you know, because it's during COVID, people couldn't get married. They had to do limited, virtual, all of that.
Oh, all that
and
crazy
right now,
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But right now, it's exploding off the market. It's like
it's
already
on,
been,
yeah,
quoted to be by the end of 2023 a $5 billion industry.
Well, I'm just blown away that there's so much. Just,
yes,
that part.
Because people,
wow,
are like, I want to do a princess wedding. I don't care how much it costs. I want to do this. I want to do that. and it has taken off once we a mass mandate was gone.
Well, you know something, I am so proud to be even remotely connected, and that's why I said we have to talk about this. We have got to talk about this. It's so big that Upscale Magazine even did a special issue out
there
you go, for June and July of 2022, all about, you know, weddings and all of that, even had folks wearing white on the cover. And so, but
yes,
let me ask you this, just for the benefit of folks who are ready to tie the knot and are planning to do so in this season, what's some of the advice you can give, some of the tips? Like, is there one style? Because I seem to remember years ago, everybody was doing the updos, you know, but has that changed? Are they always still in fashion for weddings, or now it's just whatever?
Yeah, no, I think brides have a choice. I believe brides are with modern style and modern attitudes. Things have changed. The updo is still the classic, but I think a lot of people have come away from the classic. They are doing messy buns, messy chignons.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting more detail in the hair because we had a fashion trend from, I believe it was last year, with ornamentation in the hair. So they're using a lot of pearls and swatchcloth, details.
Oh, right.
As far as pins and things
like
go.
Like the diamond
ribbons.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
Right, exactly. And we're getting a lot of elongated ponytails with details, with chains and different things. So I think it's all about right now is your individual expression, what looks good to you, what complements your dress, because even dresses have changed. We're doing a lot of, like, higher neck dresses with ornamentation, because I'll give you a perfect example. Cardi B at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
All those chains and stuff she did, I seen that interpreted into a bridal gown with pearls.
Wow.
So and that's exactly what the bride looked like. Wow.
Wow.
And then I think too, a lot of people are adding addition into their elements of bridal, like African, North African, South African, Eastern European. They're all adding these little elements. So it's more of eclecticity into what it is about your expression of who you are on your wedding day.
So well, I'm loving this.
A long way from traditional.
Wow. Well, I was just thinking as you were saying that, too, because remember with the brides having to wear the veil and all of that, the head pieces. The hair, all that has to kind of fit together somehow. And I'm just nervous if they don't choose a bridal stylist, as you put it earlier. All that has to be coordinated.
Of course, and that's why it's so important for someone to choose or go through bridal agencies or go through companies who have experts who know how to balance your needs, what's in style, what's trending, and still make you look beautiful all at the same time, and choosing the right people, and that's what's important right now.
Wow. All right, Eugene Davis, Conversations with Hair. We will continue. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. And, hey, I've got to talk to you also on just, the latest. Now that we've had a chance to put some perspective about the big slap, it's in our rear view mirror, so I think, but it's still being talked about. As well as alopecia and the highlights, that is still bubbling. So we got to talk about all this. Let's dig on in. We'll be right back with Eugene Davis. I'm Carrie Hines, and this is Conversations with Hair. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. You are listening to Conversations with Hair. I'm Terry Hines with the man, the host of this particular segment. It is none other than hair industry legend and luminary. We're talking about the one and only Eugene Davis. Eugene, is that not
just such a
wonderful welcome? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Today, what are we talking about, sir?
Well, listen, I have got to get into this. It has been quite a while. I'll say a little while since we've had the big slap. And I do call it the big slap. It was the slap that was heard everywhere. Unless you've been under a rock, you are familiar with the whole triangle with Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Chris Rock. Pardon the pun there. So the thing is, really, and I was trying to figure out if there has there been, because some are saying there's been a shift. Of course, the word alopecia is a part of our vernacular now that was definitely not the case prior to the big slap. And so I'm trying to figure out, have we turned the corner on, you know, educating or informing folks about alopecia? Has this somehow still helped? And what have you been hearing since we can now put this in perspective?
Well, you know, with alopecia, it was like you just said, we talked about it. We talked about the big slap. We talked about Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, and it was a trending thing at the time. Alopecia and its results of how serious it is has not changed, but the conversation has, unfortunately. It's not trending. Yeah. People stop talking about it, but it's being Googled and people are still looking into it, but it brought an awareness, which I think was important at the time for people who might have had hair loss and didn't know alopecia was not just one word, but it was multidimensional. There was different ways of acquiring alopecia, whether it was medical
Correct.
Or whether it was mechanical. And I think it brought the awareness to the issue, and it did what it was supposed to do. And people have started
wow.
to investigate and have found answers. And I think that's brilliant.
That is a good thing. Now, I don't know how Chris Rock feels about it. But I think it's a good thing. I really do overall. Yeah. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith, I think from what I've seen, she's been kind of still just sporting her own hair, you know. Is this something that women can wear their own who are dealing with alopecia? Should they kind of just go it without the covering, or is that a personal choice?
I believe that's a personal choice for a lot of women because there are, like, methods that you can use in order to treat your scalp. Companies like Briogeo, companies like Halls Mitchell, and different companies have products that are specifically for scalp health. So there are things that are out there. But and if you choose, you know, to do the big chop, okay. Let me just start with this. You know, Kerry, I've had curly hair for a long time, and I had, but if anybody watches my Facebook and stuff, I've always had issues as far as like itching and what's called sebum dermatitis. In light of I don't have alopecia, but in light of, you know, the whole thing about people in scalp health, I shaved my hair off. And now
I
was
wondering why you shaved your scalp. Okay,
yeah,
that's
what it was, because I'm documenting as I'm going along, documenting how to get scalp health. And I'm trying to, I've had a few companies approach me, and I'm doing different treatments in order to get my scalp correct before, you know, as I grow my hair out, back out.
And then
some people are like, oh, my God, why did you take your hair off? And I'm like, it's because this has been an issue I suffered with. It's not alopecia.
Wow.
But some people, it's not alopecia. It's their scalp health. And sometimes we have issues and we don't even know. So
for me,
even though I had like really nice curls, it was causing my hair to break constantly. And I thought it was due to, you know, color and transition like that, but it wasn't that. It was like my scalp wasn't healthy.
And that's so important.
You know,
folks don't realize that.
Yes, it is. That's the bottom line. You can't have healthy hair without a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, folks, don't skip over this part of the conversation. This is very, very important. And I love that you talk about that, you know, because
your scalp is skin. Exactly. And I had to be real, because it is skin at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But because we have hair, we cover it up, and we put wigs and weaves and all kinds of things and grease.
Right.
And it was. But what I found out from my dermatologist was I was allergic to the oils I put in my hair. So my oils were causing dermatitis.
And need to really say this again, Eugene, because, see, everybody cannot wear the same, even oil. They affect all of us differently.
You cannot. You cannot. Because I would be the biggest.
Even though generally it may be safe and okay.
Coconut oil.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was like, okay, my curls look good because of the coconut oil. But because I was putting the coconut oil on my scalp that already had dermatitis, it was creating more bacteria.
Ooh. Yeah. And coconut oil to me can be so heavy.
Castor oil. Many oils. But each person is different. So the best thing for me that worked was probably argon.
I was going to say going to your dermatologist.
I couldn't even put that on my scalp. I couldn't even put argon oil on my scalp because it would just itch too much. So what I did was I learned not to put it on my scalp and just put it to my hair and pull it out and then put tea tree on my scalp.
That is amazing. And you know what I do love? Because, and I do want to say this again, going to your dermatologist, important and critical.
It's important.
Because,
it's
very important. And I love, because, I know that we have a lot of trichologists out there and hair practitioners and so forth, but let me just say this. They are medical doctors. Please do not undervalue these dermatologists.
Can't.
Okay,
no,
very important.
I just want to share this part. And because of what I was putting in my hair, right?
Yeah.
I don't, there's not very many pictures of, because I always wear big glasses, so you never really saw my eyebrows. You never really saw my eyebrows. But my eyebrows.
And I love the last ones
off.
That I saw. Round. He had these big round frames.
Yes.
I love them.
I wanted to say, my reason I wore big glasses because my eyebrows came off.
Eyebrows
came off because of the dermatitis. It would go into my forehead and went to my hold on. Can you hear me?
Wow. Yes, I'm just shocked. I'm literally imagining this happening as you're describing it.
Yes, so my eyebrows came out because I would constantly rub them, and then I finally was like, one day I went to my wife and I was like, wait a minute, I have no eyebrows.
Wow, oh my goodness.
And I couldn't understand why. It was because of the oils and because of the dermatitis, it just was itching and I would just scratch it and not realize it. But I realized that it was going away or getting very light that I started to wear bigger glasses, which became my kind of trend. But why did that have to become a trend? Because if you ever look at prior pictures of me years ago, I never wore big glasses, even though it worked for me. But at the same time, it was because I was hiding my eyebrows.
I thought you just loved Elton John. I really did.
Right.
I said, you just love Elton John. Now, only folks of way back old can understand that. Oh, my God.
Yes. But I was just the eyebrow because I was just trying to hide it. It wasn't until the dermatologist said, look, this is what you're going to do. Here's your special shampoo. Here's this, here's that. And then I started with Briogeo, and that's when I shaved everything off.
Wow. Now, how has it been since you did that? Has it started? Have you noticed any kind of reversing of this?
Yeah. Well, my eyebrows are coming back. I will post a picture about that. And my hair.
It may take a while. Those things take a lot longer to come back in, I think.
It's because the dermatitis is not like causing me to itch like I was itching, and my hair is growing back so quick because my children are like, your hair's growing back already. I'm like, I know.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
That is,
and it's been like a month now, and my hair is coming back. My scalp.
Wow.
Because my scalp used to look like, one of the things I went to the dermatologist was when she looked through when I had my hair, she was like, your scalp is so red because I was constantly scratching it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And
well,
as
you
a hairstylist.
Stop scratching it.
Right, but I'm saying as a hairstylist, can you imagine what that looked like to people? Like, what the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah, this is true. Well, you kind of really hit on quite a bit there. But I'll tell you something.
So one of the things I want to report about eventually
in the future
is scalp care. How to have a healthy scalp to grow healthy hair. So I'm starting from ground zero. I love my curly hair. But, you know,
well, that's what I was going to say. So hold it. You went through the big chop.
It doesn't make any sense. Yes.
You underwent the big chop on your own, a version. You know,
right,
I think you went way past the big chop.
That, right?
Yeah. You really went way past the big chop.
Right. I went bald.
Exactly.
you know, a lot of men don't do that. They don't do that. But I was willing to do it.
Not willingly, anyway.
Speak about, right.
Not exactly. Willingly.
But I'm willing to do it in order to speak about scalp health.
Yes. Well, you know what? This is what I love about Eugene Davis. And you go, I mean, you really, they would call this, if you were an actor, you'd be a method actor. I mean, that's what you're doing for your, you really are. You are coming in with the clients. I mean, and to be honest, it's great that you can speak with folks about that type of even alopecia, you know, where it affected the eyebrows. That is incredible. And that, and believe it or not, this happens to a lot of folks, more than we know.
It does. It
more
does.
Than we know.
It does. And you know what? And in honor of Jada Pinkett, and I know we've all had issues about the whole thing and the Will Smith, but at the same time, her alopecia could have been more than just her losing hair. It could have been dermatitis. So, and just
that's
getting
we
rid
still
of the
don't
hair
really
in order
know.
To get scalp healthy. We don't
right.
know.
We,
and that's why
we
I said
know.
To myself, okay, Eugene, you need to, you know what, you're having an issue too with your scalp. Let's find out what how freeing it is. And
exactly.
Let's find out the things that you need to do in order to get a healthy scalp.
Exactly. And
because,
you have brought us full
I would
circle.
Say this, with maturity,
yeah.
I'll say
yeah.
this, Terry, with maturity, our scalp changes like our skin.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And people think, oh, you know, I still got hair. It's okay. No, it's not. If your scalp is giving you issues, and these are the things you're doing when nobody's looking.
Exactly. And this is important. This is very, very important. And don't just throw a wig on. It is not a hat.
No.
Okay?
Not even worse.
Don't just cover it up and keep it moving, and then you're scratching under the wig. I've seen it, you
and
know.
We, and we
so,
all see Auntie do that.
Exactly. Not a cute look.
No,
you're bringing
not.
Back memories, Eugene Davis. Listen, I just tell you, we love having you here on the show, Eugene.
Thank you.
You do Kelly. Such amazing, yeah, you do amazing work. Now, what are some of the things, and I love your story, we have just, run your story here for you guys out there tuned in. When Eugene first came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, he shared his journey with us, a big part of it, and we just love it. I air it all the time here, and so thank you so much for that. I really do. It's a great pleasure, you know, because you talk about your time in the 90s and doing, you know, videos working. And so many folks to this day want to be in production. So many folks still.
Yes.
It's a big part. They all want to be a celebrity stylist. But you can, you know, you tell folks what it's really like. And that's
yes.
what I love. So, yeah. So that's it for me. I'm just happy to have you with
special
us.
Special person.
Yes.
I mean, it takes a special person. And it takes someone who is willing to sacrifice a lot because
wow.
all the glamour and guilt, just like being a celebrity in itself, because sometimes I look at Beyonce and I'm like,
yeah.
she is such an artist, like unbelievable artist. And if you look at all her videos and the dedication that she has to take to hair, makeup, wardrobe, movement, production, direction,
yeah.
that's not easy.
Well, you know what,
in order
Eugene,
for everything to become perfect.
It's true, but I go back to Beyonce when her dad, Matthew Knowles, was right here on
yeah.
our show. He literally
yeah,
was
I
on the Erica
that.
Morning Show. You remember that?
Yes.
And he literally
yes.
said, because I think their shop when she was growing up was called Headliners, I believe,
exactly.
out in Houston.
Yep.
And he told,
yep.
so she really... was up front, and to me, I teased Matthew about this, because to me, he was the first hair radio. He was doing you know how
right.
you, and I've never talked about this on the air, but we talked about it. Yes, well, it was so fantastic, and Matthew was telling me that you know, he was doing with the big magazine books and, you know, I mean, the big books, you know, those hardcover books at the shows with all the styles and all of that.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day, he used to go selling those books and doing the big shows and stuff. And it just reminded me so much. Oh, there were a few of them. I still see people to this day selling them at the shows.
They still got to get shop. They do.
I thought that day had gone by, but it is still here. No, it's not. I really did. I swear to you, I was shocked. I was at one of the shows recently, and I came across the gentleman who was a vendor at the show, and he was still. And I said to him, I said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that these are still out there like that." He says, "Absolutely." So I'm a big fan of it. I love it. So anyway, that's how Beyonce, I believe, that had a big impact, a lasting impact on her. She was one of the first. I'm not going to tell her hair secrets, but we'll just say, okay, beautiful. Okay, I'm going to park it there. Eugene Davis, what's next for you, sir? What is next for you? What would you like your career to be? Yeah. You're doing so much. Okay. You help all of these different companies with their products. You do all kinds of reviews. You help the regular clients, the regular hair folks who need help. And you also help your colleagues, the professionals out there. That's what happens when you have a lot of tenure in this industry. So what's next for you?
Well, Kerry, I probably said this one time before, that there's a lot of things in the background being produced and worked on. But I will say this. I'm not going to name the company that has officially signed me. But until it launches. But I have a wig line coming for wig 3 inches.
Okay, so. Is this why you really shaved your head? Eugene, I got it. We figured it out. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know what? I love this. I love this.
I've been in deliberation, and I've been in negotiation, and I've been upside down hanging from a chandelier. But
I love it.
It's official. It's coming. And it's all.
Will you bring it to Hair Radio?
I will bring it to Hair Radio big time. It is non-human hair, but it acts, reacts, and you can't tell the difference.
There is movement with it.
And it's been in the works for like 2 years prior, but now it's official that it's in production. And but I'm not going to say the big company that's going to launch it yet.
Okay. Well, when you're ready to say, okay, yeah, that's what I was about. Boy, you sound so show busy because that's exactly what we say. Until we sign our name, we don't give names. That's how we do. We don't say names until we sign our name. That is how you do it.
It's coming, and I'm really appreciative to everyone who has been during this process. Between England and America, it's been over 10 years, but it finally is in production.
Yes, and Eugene, when the next edition of Conversations with Hair, I'd love to talk about the hair industry over in the European side. I know you were doing special projects, but I want to get into that a little bit because we are embarking upon a big international launch here. We are working with Hair Radio Canada. We're working with Hair Radio Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, right here in America. So we're going to have to talk about this international, you know, to it all. And I think that the experience that you had across the Atlantic Ocean is going to play, you know, into that and be a big part of that. So I'm looking forward to that special conversation. Too. Conversation with Hair with you, Eugene Davis. Okay, so Eugene, last words. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
Never lose sight of your dreams. Always believe that, you know, you can do whatever it is that your mind can imagine, and just, you know, always strive to win. And I think that's how I live. I always want to win, but not in a negative sense of winning or an arrogant sense, but just believing that God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we just have to complete what it is that our destiny is.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta loaf. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of need a little homie wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. The money,
money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
And thank you, Angela. It's Thursday morning. Yes, mid-show, September 29th of 2022. And yes, I'm Carrie Hines. And you just listened to a song by Coolio, Grammy Award-winning superstar. Coolio, and you guys have likely heard by now that we lost this incredible, incredible artist. Going to get my colleague and co-host and superstar right here that we have in-house, Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. And Nicole Marie, official mid-show morning, welcome to you. We've been tuned in. Locked.
Good morning.
Welcome to
mid-show. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well.
We've been playing, talking a lot about this gentleman, Coolio from the 90s.
Yeah. So sad
real
to hear
tragic
that.
Tragic loss. What do you have to say? Where were you when you heard the news that Coolio had passed?
Well, I actually was just getting onto my phone, and I was setting my alarm and checking some things on my phone, and I saw all of the messages, all of the reports that were stating that, you know, that he had passed. And I'm like, oh, wow, not again. Seems like, you know, every week there's someone, you know, influential that is passing, and then now Coolio, just so sad. I really enjoyed him and, you know, liked him. I enjoyed his music, enjoyed his hit single, Gangsta Paradise. I think that was his Grammy Award-winning hit. Yes, yes, yes. From the movie Gangsta
Paradise. That was a Grammy Award-winning song for him. So we...
Yes, it was.
Huge record. Yeah. You know,
yes, it was.
We're going to be talking about Coolio in the next hour. We're doing a special tribute at around 8 o'clock this morning. And we're going to talk about his life, his early career, as well as some of the things he went on to do, and all about Coolio. So it'll be on about 8 o'clock. You're welcome to call in and kind of share your own thoughts and wishes and all of that and condolences. We do this together on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and that's what I'm most appreciative in having this platform that we built from the ground up, literally, is that we have a space that belongs to just everybody in our community, in our hair community, in our hair and beauty community, in our community. And
right.
It's really Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I've been kind of watching some of the local news here in New York City and Brooklyn, and I haven't seen one story about Coolio. Not one.
Really?
Not one. Not on my news. So that's, and I'm sure some of the other channels are covering it, so I'm going to flip this channel because they're too late with the news on my end. But let me tell you, you know, this is why we do this show. This is why we do the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want to talk about, we want to talk about the big weather issue and storm down in Florida and, you know, some of the things that the government is working on with all of the investigations of the former president, you know, that kind of news. But we're also looking at what matters most to people of color each day right here on our show. And that's what I'm really excited about. And so today it's our show number 764, Thursday, September 29th of 2000. Yeah, we're marching on. We're going to be celebrating again when we finally get to show about 800. So, and it's not all that far. So probably within the next couple of months, we'll be having a huge celebration again. Show number 8, that's going to be quite awesome. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah. So, you know, so we're going to be continuing the coverage with Coolio throughout the morning and likely into tomorrow's episode of the broadcast as well. Coming up at about 8:15 or so, maybe a little after 8, we're welcoming back a gentleman. I hope he'll be not run off just yet. We haven't run him off. Dr. Paul Dyer, who is the holder of 4 PhDs. Very smart gentleman and with a lot to say, a lot of things to get into this morning.
Yes.
We're going to be making some introductions.
So excited to speak
with
him.
Nicole Marie. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And I'm excited to you know, kind of mix it up. And one of the big topics that I really wanted to talk about is recognizing talent in our community. And that's why Dr. Paul Dyer, we've invited him to be a regular on Thursdays and Friday shows where he can get into some of the community talk. And we're going to lead off with him on a tribute to Coolio and then have some conversations that talk about talented young men and women in the African-American community. So lots to get into. Michael Hopkins will be with us about 7:45 or so this morning, giving us some updates on what to expect next week on some of the things he's working on in this season of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We'll get into a little bit of that. Just really still continuing our tribute this morning. Nicole Marie, what's going on in Girl Power News?
Girl power for Thursday. I have a very special young lady. Her name is Jaya Patillo, and she is 13 years old, and she is dominating the track. She is a Nebraska native. She started running when she was 7 years old, and the first time she ran, she earned a medal and went straight to the nationals. She is now competing with college-age students and with, you know, racers and so forth. And she is a 200 and 400-meter sprinter. She's a 14-time junior Olympian. She is the 2022 USATF and Nike national champion. Her godmother is Olympian Jackie Joyner-Kersee. So she definitely has a great influence right there. But, I mean,
absolutely,
this young lady, she's only 13 years old, and she is dominating the track and competing with college-age, you know, racers as well. Now, off the track, she is an actress. She's a social media influencer, and a model for Justice for Kids and Walmart, and she also competes in beauty pageants. So she's already a very well-rounded young lady, and she is just 13 years old. So our girl power moment today goes to Miss Jaya Patilio.
All right. Well, I'm loving it. And it just reminds me of one of our in-house young ladies doing so much. Of course, I'm talking about Cammie from Cammie's Spa Party, the young 11-year-old author.
Yes.
Shouting out to Kia and Cammie, of course, with her book, Cammie's Spa Party. And we're going to be getting that commercial on as soon as humanly possible. And we're always shouting them out. We love young folks here who are doing
yes,
things.
Yes, we do.
And,
yes.
I think that's kind of the conversation that's where we're going. We're headed there
yes,
this morning about
yes.
recognizing talent in our community.
Yeah.
So
have
you thought about
talent.
This? Yeah. Have you thought about this, Nicole Marie, in your house? Because you have a family.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I, you know, always talk to my children, always looking as well for that talent. Now, my youngest, she's only 7 years old, but I can see now, I mean, she's involved in so many different sports and different activities. I believe she's going to be our athlete. She's very quick.
Wow.
And, you know. Yes, we just try to, you know, get her involved with, well, all of our children. We have gotten them involved in so many different activities so they have the different experience and they can see, okay, I like this, I don't like this. This is something that I want to pursue and keep, you know, stay with. And so we've just afforded them the opportunity to do just a lot of different things so they can see what they're interested in.
Does any of your children, like, take after you and Mr. Luther? Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. I would say, like I said, for my youngest, I would say as far as sports-wise, both my husband and I were very active in sports. You know,
you,
coming up through school.
Marie, I didn't know
you
were athletic. Get out of here.
Yes, when I was coming up, I played youth soccer there in our community. I played soccer for like 10 years. When I got in school, I played basketball.
Wow.
I played soccer again in junior high. I ran cross country. I ran track. Yes, I was.
Oh, my God. I would have never. See, I was just the
yes.
opposite. Did none of those things.
Okay.
I hated gym class and sports and all that stuff.
I loved it.
In high school, we had to, you know, go in the gym, and you had to literally, I had to take off all my clothes and change clothes there. And it was just weird. I wasn't one of those
just didn't like it
kind of guys. Yeah, I didn't like
right.
it. I hated gym. I used to be so happy when they would have they would cancel it or have some other thing going on. I just,
so you were real happy.
I used to write. I was writing a book in that time. I really was. I wasn't one of those kids. I didn't know that you
yeah.
were into sports. Wow.
Yes, yes. I loved it, loved it, loved it. And like my husband,
so you really,
he played
love,
football,
love,
was in the
that.
Band, but yeah.
You're kidding.
Yes, I love it. Yes.
Wow.
Now see, two of my children, they started out with the band. They each did a year with the band, but they decided that they didn't want to stick with that. So of course my husband was
okay.
upset about that, but he said, as you know, it's their decision that they... If they don't enjoy it, then, you know, can't force them to stay in something that they don't enjoy. So, but
wow.
my oldest son,
well,
he's into football.
Yeah. He's a football
yes.
star. Okay.
Yes.
I
he's
love
into
it.
Football. And then I think my oldest daughter, I think she loves to write. She likes poetry and likes to write.
Oh,
she loves to read. So,
young lady after my own heart. I love it. I think it's great. Well, you have a family that runs the gamut. And I think that is incredible. Yeah, that's wonderful. And you should be very proud, your entire family. I love that. I really do. I think it's great. It just reminds me of today's convo. We're talking about making sure that we inspire our children and that we kind of stay on top of recognizing these incredible gifts and talent that they have demonstrated. I have to raise my hand on this because it's something that I've been able to appreciate, having my mom recognizing that it has special talents and gifts along the way. And I love it. I think I've made it this far because of that.
Exactly.
I really
exactly.
do. I think I've made it this far because of that. What do you say to that, Nicole Marie?
I think that's very important because when, like you said, your mom recognized your talent. So by her recognizing that talent, she was able to feed into you and, you know, push you with those talents. I think it's very important. Yes.
Yeah.
Once you recognize it, okay, what are you going to do? You can afford, you know, your child other opportunities to continue to enhance what you see in them. You know, depending on whatever the talent is, if it's music or singing or whatever, then you can, you know, they can take lessons and, you know, different things just to enhance what the talent is that you see in them. And that's so very, very important.
Yes. And like I said, I don't think I'd be here if I was one of the lucky ones. I thought that everybody's mom.
Yes.
You know, was kind of the same. I really did. I thought that, you know, that everybody's parents, you know, supported them. You know, I had an award.
Right.
Well, my mom got me every single thing that I ever wanted to do, whatever I expressed an interest in. And the only thing she didn't get me, which I wanted, which was the piano. She looked at me taking lessons. She really did. She had spoken with the piano people, I remember. She did get me an organ, but I had everything else. She knew I was very good, you know, with typing and using my fingers. Back then, typing is something where you hit a button and it hit the paper and made a mark. And so I did all that stuff, which has set me up as a great person to write and produce.
That's
and,
wonderful.
Here we are.
That's
today.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I'm loving all of
to
that.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah, she did an awesome job, and then got me the encyclopedia, which was ours. We had the World Book encyclopedias. Other folks had the Britannica, the Britannia, whatever it was called. All of that. We had the others in school too. But I was so lucky because I had my own set of World Books. In fact, the entire set. We didn't just have, like, they were expensive in the old days, and we didn't just have one or two letters in the book. We had the entire set.
You had the whole set.
And we had the whole set and the dictionaries, and these huge, big dictionaries. I mean, they were ginormous. We had the entire set, and it helped me to, it sparked an interest in learning about vocabulary words, because they would have all the vocabulary words in the big dictionary, and I would read those vocabulary words on different levels, and so I was always reading, like, on a college level or things like that. Those were the beginnings, the early beginnings. Started it all. Well, listen, if you have
important.
Just tuned in, it is important, absolutely. And we're going to continue to talk about this. It's Thursday morning. It's September 29th. It's 2022. It's our show number 764, as we march towards broadcast number 800. We've been doing a lot of chatting this morning. We're going to check in with some folks down in the Florida area. One, our program regular, Blue, who is the proprietor behind Divine Energy Luxury Candles. We're going to check in with her in just a bit. And Michael Hopkins will be with us, the host of VCR, Vet Talk Radio Show. We're continuing to talk about this incredible man's journey today. His name is Coolio, who is an iconic rap artist. And there have been so many times along the way that I had seen memes and things out there on the internet that Coolio had already died. And so,
oh, wow.
There's tons of those things. If you Google Coolio's death, you'll see a whole bunch of other stuff that spoke to the fact that he was still alive all those times. And then this time, at first I thought it was a hoax, like all those other times. And then I saw that TMZ had reported it. And so here, Radio, we have a whole process of verification before we make postings on celebrity deaths and all of that. But then once I was able to verify that, of course, I went ahead and made the posting and informed our fans of what was going on. So, So we're going to keep talking. A little after 8 this morning, we're doing a special tribute to iconic rapper Coolio. You don't want to miss that. We're going to look through some conversations from you guys on what Coolio has meant, his legacy, what it means to the music industry and music biz. And that's kind of that. Turning to the weather, we've been talking about this huge hurricane, Ian, down the crap out of Florida. Listen, let me get on a – we're talking to a Floridian down there. It's my honor to bring to the show, mid-show every day anyway, but you guys know her. She is the proprietor of Divine Energy Candles. We're talking, of course, to Blue. Blue from Jacksonville, Florida. You're with the Hair Radio Morning Show live. So, Blue, you're on with Nicole Marie and Karen. Good morning, mid-show.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, first, we've got to jump on in. Literally, what's going on in Florida with the weather?
Oh, my God. Winds at 26, gusts at 24. Rain forecast is -1, and we don't have any flooding right now, but we're 66 degrees. It's a mess. It's a big mess here.
Wow.
I'll say that. I got off work yesterday almost about after lunch a little bit, and it started immediately to rain. I want to say around 9 o'clock a.m. yesterday. And it has not stopped.
Was it pouring hard rain? Is it like that torrential kind of rain?
On the south side, it was pouring really hard, Like, it was hard to see hard. Now, it's just, but on my side, it wasn't, it got worse as I got closer to my side of town. This morning, as I'm looking out the window, trees are blowing. It's dark. It's 7:30 here, and it's very dark. I know over here we do have some flooding. A couple years ago, people were out here with canoes on my street because that was the only way they could get around. Yeah, it was flooded, and all they can do was bring their canoes out. They were having fun, though. But I don't see no as I'm looking out the window, we're not quite there yet as far as that much flooding. But the rain is still coming down. That's why I slept so peaceful last night. I almost didn't make it this morning, Karen.
Really? Well, if the rain helps you to sleep down there, you will probably have enough to sleep for days on end.
Yes, exactly. I love the rain. I love sleeping in the rain. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, but we don't want to be in the rain, but you...
No.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Blue. I'm a rain sleeper also.
I am too. I love it.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. You get the best rest. It's like, okay, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
You know, and it just, the peacefulness of it, it sounds peaceful.
The sound, yes,
that
the sound,
rain
yes.
crackling on my, outside my window, hitting the sill.
Yes.
And so that
calm.
Noise
just
puts me right on,
yes.
click, like a light, you know.
Yes,
so I
absolutely.
I love it. And, you know, so first of all, let me just lead in with this. Are the folks in your family okay? Are your friends okay?
Yeah, we're all
really
good.
This the south of, you know, the east, the western part of Florida, it looks
like.
Well,
I know Fort Myers, Florida is flooded. They're flooded.
Yeah.
They're flooded. Yeah. St. Augustine, they started with that rain yesterday. St. Augustine is like 45 minutes away from me. And they started with the winds. Like, here winds are at, like, well, I think it's 30, and the winds in St. Augustine is 33 with a gust of 46 miles per hour. Yeah.
Woo.
So Riverside, which is up the street from me, they're 31 with a gust of wind at 40 miles an hour. And they're 5 minutes from me. So, and they usually, in Riverside, they usually had the most flooding in Riverside. If you go on YouTube, you'll see that video where that, river, I think the St. John's River was just flooded over. The statue that sits in the river was under the water. And they have that on YouTube.
I'm
going to
blow away. I'll tell you
Has there been a lot of wind
damage
in your area?
A lot, yes. It is, Nicole Marie. A lot of wind damage out here. Stuff blowing around.
Oh, wow.
People losing property. And
Trees down and all of that.
Trees definitely down. Yeah, so there's a lot. So people think, oh, palm trees, Florida. Honey, a lot of them palm trees be old, and they be sitting in the street and in your yard when you wake up with times like this, some of them, because they needed to come down, and nobody ever got them down. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right.
The wind will take them trees down if you don't.
Well, I was just going to say, I remember when I used to be a flight attendant back in the day, and I remember we stayed overnight with a flight that we were working, me and the crew, at my former airline. And I remember that we stayed, we went Fort Myers. I remember Sarasota and Fort Myers. They both have airports, and SRQ and RSW for Regional Southwest. And I remember that, and I remember standing at the check-in counter at the hotel and glancing out my right side out through the glass doors. The palm trees looked like they were literally rubber.
Mm.
And, I mean, I was scared to death. I've never been so petrified of a storm in my life.
Yeah.
Then being
it's scary out here. Yeah, it can get really scary.
But the hotel folks were like, they didn't pay it any. Like, it was just business as usual.
Yep.
For
the hotel, they
really
are not closing. Everything else out here has shut down. I mean everything. But those gas stations and hotels, they're like, people going to need somewhere to stay. As long as they don't flood over, they will keep everything open. Like, Orange Park is 45 minutes from me, and Orange Park has flooding right now with a 40-mile gust. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just blown away. I am. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, The Devil Wears Prada, where where she's standing in front of the window, Miss Priestley, and she's and it's a huge storm going on in the background. I mean, like, huge. The wind is just blowing, and she's demanding that the new assistant, you know, get her on a plane out of town. And you can see,
right,
I mean,
she really did.
It was
I mean, I will never. That movie cracked me up to no end. Listen, I have got. We've got to check in with Blue. Our fans are asking, of course, what's going on with Blue and Divine Energy's wonderful scent of the day, so that we always get into this. Yeah, with Divine Energy. So what's going to? We've been talking about fall. We've even posted about the upcoming holiday season. We know you've been busy making some special concoctions and all that wonderful good stuff. What do you have for us today, Blue?
Well, considering what we're out here doing in all this rain, I figured I would love to be sitting by a little fireside right now. The name of the fragrance is Fireside. And capturing the essence. Fireside. I captured the true essence of sitting by a cozy fire with a fireside fragrance. Familiar and distinctive, this scent melds notes of smoke and wood into a warm union of clove, amber, sandalwood, and patchouli. I love patchouli. The top notes are saffron. The middle note is clove, incense, and sandalwood. And the base note is smoke, amber, and patchouli. And this is a great fragrance that you could mix it with Oud. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but that's a wonderful scent. And it's also good to mix it with white birch or alpine balsam. So Fireside is a nice, cozy, comfy scent that it, you know, pretty, it makes you feel like you're sitting in front of a fireside camp or something.
Which would be
good instead of rain.
I love that, too. Yeah. As the temperature starting to drop, that's excellent.
Fireside chat this morning. How's that?
Fireside, yes. Imagine that wood just burning.
Crackling,
yes. Say it, Cherry. Crackling.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we love Divine Energy candles. Wonderful declarations each day. Incredible scents that are quite proprietary and unique and just elicits just incredible scents and sensory things going on inside our brain. Well, I'm just enjoying it. Well, listen, we've got a lot more to get into this morning. Now, I've got to say, and I don't know if you've heard the news down there. You've been so busy battling the rain. We lost one of our biggest stars, yes, yesterday. He was a super rapper named Coolio. And Coolio was huge back in the night. Had you heard of Coolio? Were you a fan?
I was a big fan. I used to watch his show when it was on TV. I used to watch him when he was in videos. Wait, is he for real time? Like, you said Coolio, the rapper?
Yes.
How sad.
Like, he really is doing
this. 59.
Wow. He was young, too.
Absolutely.
Wow,
my favorite.
I did not know that.
Of course, Gangsta's Paradise. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking about this, Blue. It had been, he was one of those individuals that every so often a meme would pop up on social media that had said he had already died. So for years,
that's why
there
was it true this time? Because they always pick on him about that for some reason.
Was actually the truth. We kind of dismissed it, many of us. I dismissed it for the first few times that I saw it because I just knew it was a hoax already. And this time, it turned out to be
the actual.
Yeah. Yeah. And many of you guys know
when
this
happened for real, Terry.
What was that again?
When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did not know about that.
Shows on top of it. Yeah, we are on top of it. That's the other wonderful thing about having this platform is that while other shows, they barely talk of things, they skim over things that are important to our community. The Hair Radio Morning Show is able to, because we come on daily, we're able to jump on the big stories bring everybody into the conversation wherever you are. We're all in different states with
right.
different things going on in our lives, and we're able to
right.
come together. And many of us have a shared experience, many shared experiences. That's what brings us together. We have so much in common. And these are things that you barely see on TV, or they barely talk about, or they barely, you know, they barely mention.
Right.
And
that's
meanwhile,
true.
They're forcing garbage down my throat that I don't even care to see, with mediocre,
mm-hmm.
talented people at that. And so we are, yeah, so the Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. And I'm loving it. We're having a, you know, it's been a great show. We've been paying tribute throughout the entire show. We're coming up in a little over 15 minutes, so we're going to be doing a whole tribute as well. More on Coolio and so much more. Dr. Paul Zeyer is going to be joining us about a little after 8 o'clock this morning as well to talk about Coolio and talk about recognizing black talent and so much more. So lots to get into. Right now it's time to put out an APB on our wonderful, illustrious Michael Hopkins, who is the man behind VTR. And he's in
Good
his
morning,
second
Michael.
Season on the Best Talk Radio Show. Yeah, we're going to have to get him on. He's down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you're on with Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, Blue from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. We've been playing some great songs by Coolio, rap artist, aficionado. So you might have heard a little bit about Coolio along the way. Michael Hopkins, good morning, and welcome. It's about 7:47 New York time.
Yes.
How
happy mid-show, everybody. Blue and
yes.
Cole Marie and Kerry Hines.
Yes.
It's a sunny day down here. It is a beautiful
yes.
sunny day down here in Spotsylvania.
Oh, okay. So you've got great weather in Virginia. You're lucky because
so
Blue is battling the winds of Florida.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about Blue yesterday because I have a friend of mine that also lives in Florida. She actually called me. She did like a FaceTime, and I was kind of shocked
mm-hmm.
at first. Her and I, we talk all the time, but when she actually FaceTimed me, it was kind of like, okay, now what's going on here? Because she's usually at work in the daytime. And then she was asking for prayers because I can't remember where she lives in Florida, but she literally had to move out of her house or trailer. I can't remember which one it is. And she had to move in with her sister because of the weather down there, and she was asking for prayer. So I said, and my wife and I, we were like looking at each other going, oh, wow. You know, it's very serious. It's one thing to see it on TV, and like you say, Carrie, you know, having the talking heads explain and tell us, but it's another thing when there's a person that's right there in the trenches, and they're telling you, oh, my God, this is serious. We're not playing.
Exactly.
This is not, yeah.
Exactly. And that's why we're so fortunate to have Blue from Divine
yeah.
Energy Candles each day, even though
right.
she's here to share scent talk. You know, there's so many things in so many directions. So there's so much to talk with Blue about each day, but the fact that she's down in Jackson. You know, the effects of this Hurricane Ian, that's bastard.
The first-hand
you know,
report.
Wow,
yeah.
First-hand
report.
So true.
Oh, yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So, Blue, you're going to have to continue to follow this for us, okay? Please
yeah,
stay
absolutely.
On top of this. and let us know, you know, how folks are progressing down there. I've seen a couple of the postings, you know, where they have that on Facebook, and Mike, I don't know if you've seen it,
mm-hmm.
where it says that it's like a check-in that you're okay.
Yes, I've done it.
You've done that, okay, yeah.
And friends concerned. You know, I'm from New Jersey. My family's in New Jersey, and I have friends in Greensboro and Louisiana, all over, you know, in a few places, and that know me personally. So I made sure I did that so they all know that I was all right. But I was getting calls
Absolutely.
And messages on
Great.
Messenger, and, you know, people were really worried. So, you know.
Yes. And rightfully so. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
But they don't know Blue is working on those candles.
I got my skull
yes,
candles on the. I'm in the lab today. I call it my candle lab. And I will be
yes.
working on these skull candles. I got candy corn, blueberry, pumpkin pretzel.
Oh,
my
favorite still.
And I got bow ties and bourbon.
Yes.
That's going to be black this year in that candle. And that skull candle,
yeah.
the bow tie and bourbon is going to be black. And it's going to smell amazing in black.
Yeah, well, that's another one of my favorites. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love the bow tie
mm-hmm.
bourbon. You know that. That's my Harry Hines
yes.
favorite. And so
yes.
we're
going
to talk about
to
it in days to come, sometime next week, because Blue is headed up our line for the therapy sense. So we're going to be talking about that over the next week or so. And so I'm
yes.
real happy. Okay, well, listen, lots more to come up. Today we got a full house joining us a little after 8 o'clock this morning. We have Dr. Paul Dyer, who is returning for a second appearance on the show. He is a gentleman holding 4 PhDs, as you guys know. Everything neuro, I call it. So, you know, my big question for Dr. Paul Dyer is on recognizing talent in our community and in our house. We'll talk about that. You know, do we take time to recognize our kids' talent? And if not, how do we get started on doing so? So that's my big question for him today. And we're also making some introductions, so you guys, lots to get into on this Thursday morning. Dr. Paul Dyer is with us on Thursdays and Friday morning. He's helping us to put the community into hair, beauty, and community on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm super, super duper excited about that, and we've just got a lot to say. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break this morning? And we'll check back in with everybody and see what else is on tap for this wonderful Thursday morning, September 29th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, so stay with us. We'll be right back with the whole morning team, everybody.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child.
And tell me who makes the same
around you. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, it's Thursday morning, September 29th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and yes, we've been kind of enjoying, I think we've been having a pretty good time this morning. It's been a little chaotic and crazy also at the same time. We lost one of our incredible rap artists, a Grammy Award winner. Of course, we're talking about Coolio. You guys have heard the news, I'm sure, by now. So we're going to be getting into a little bit more talk about Coolio this morning. We've got a full house. I'm going to bring to the line
my incredible co-star. Her name is Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And so this is a really great Thursday morning on this September 29th because we get to introduce Nicole Marie to our newest cast member, Dr. Paul Dyer, who literally made his debut a week ago on this very broadcast. In about the same space, about between 8 and 9, he'll be joining us on Thursdays and Fridays. Nicole Marie, are you there?
Good morning. I am here. I am here.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're going to be
checking
in with Dr. Paul Dyer in just a moment. We've been talking about Coolio, this young man who comes to us.
Yes.
I did not know this about him, and that is he's from Philadelphia. I wish he were, but no, he was from Pennsylvania, not all that far out of the Pittsburgh area.
Okay.
I'm just blown away that, you know, that he had accomplished so much at a young age.
Yes, yes.
I just remember the great song we've been playing, Gangsta's Paradise. In just a little bit, we're going to get on Fantastic Voyage, another one of his big hit records. Now, for that, you might want to move the titties out a little bit because they go in a little bit on that song. But it's a great song. And I wanted to take a moment, as you guys know, I call it, this is Dr. Paul Dyer time, so to speak, so we're happy to get him on the show. I have some questions for Dr. Dyer today that have a lot to do with black talent and recognizing talent in our homes and in our community. So we're going to get
into
all of that.
So much talent.
First, so much more to talk about. You know, you're listening live. Now, first things first, let me take care of the amenities and make the formal introduction. Dr. Paul Dyer, man holding four PhDs, let me introduce you to our very own community specialist, Nicole Marie, who sits on the community board in her down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Dr. Paul Dyer, good morning. We didn't scare you off. You
good
made
morning.
It back.
No, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Great.
Doing great. Yeah. Well,
nice to meet
Nicole
you.
Marie officially and vice versa.
Yes. Very nice to be speaking with you this morning, Dr. Dyer.
First, yes, I want to say, how is it down there where you are in the four S's, right, Mississippi?
Yeah, it's rather colder here this morning, but it's going to warm up to be about 80 degrees today. So it's everything is well here in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Dr. Dyer, where are you exactly again? I always forget what city and state you are in.
You know what? I am a child of the universe. That's what I say. But where I'm presently sitting, I'm in Maryland.
Maryland,
that's
okay.
It. I always forget Maryland for some reason. I don't know why. We love Maryland, folks.
Maryland can be forgettable.
Oh, no. We're not going to say that. Send your letters to Dr. Paul, okay? Listen, I just want to say how, first of all, we're excited to have you back on the show. I remember last week when you made your debut. You had a lot of powerful things to say, things we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show before. And so I was quite moved. And I think I heard from some of the folks who tuned in, and they had some interesting things to say. So we're going to get into that a little bit later this morning. First, Dr. Paul Dyer, you know, don't know if you were a big fan of rap music and back in the 90s and all of that, but there is a gentleman who we are just celebrating his legacy today. He passed away yesterday. It's been all over the internet. His name was Coolio, big-time rap artist and Grammy Award winner. Had you heard of Coolio? Were you a fan?
You know, here's the thing. You know, being my mid age, growing up in New York, I was a big East Coast against the West Coast guy. right?
Oh,
so yeah, I was
wow.
I was you know, big into Biggie, and you know, and you know, growing up with Grandmaster Flash, so the old school Boogie Down Bronx. Remember, I'm a Boogie Down guy.
Yeah.
So
So
Coolio and all this stuff. But here's as we get older. And we realized why it was called gangster rap, because it was a fight for and a fight against it. It's different than what the terminology maybe non-melanin people may understand what gangster meant. Gangster meant for the black community was the fight for. You know, we're always fighting for, and we always seem like we're fighting against. So, and that's what Tupac said. I'm going to be a thug for life because, you know, you're killing me in the streets and I'm fighting for it. So, yeah, I'm a thug. You want to call me a thug? You want to criminalize it? But I'm a thug because, you know, so if you want to call me what you call me, but you got to understand where it comes from. You got to understand what we are thinking. So that is how we grew up in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s and the 90s when Coolio came out called gangster rap. It was the language wasn't just about selling the yayo and the drugs and stuff. It was about getting out of a place that is trying to strangle you.
Exactly. And remember that tattoo thug life that he had? He always wore that. Proudly so. And I certainly remember those days. Now, I have to tell you, this still caught me a little bit off guard. I even though they had already claimed this man dead many times over the, you know, as part of pokes and things like that. So this, you know, I was at first a little reluctant to believe it was true. And then I said, oh, my gosh, it is, when TMZ reports something, you know it's true. I don't know how those folks find out everything. They must have folks everywhere. You know, TMZ is on top of it. Next to Hair Radio, those are the folks to pay attention to. And so I was just blown away when they had reported this yesterday. Now, what it did, though, it made me think, Dr. Paul Dyer, it made me think, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, our Vet Talk radio show host, will be with us a little later on this morning. But I want to kind of ask you about this, and this comes to recognizing talent in our community. It seems as though that this doesn't happen across the board so much. I don't know. Have you noticed this, Dr. Paul Dyer? Are your thoughts on this and all of that good stuff? Can you weigh in on that for us this morning?
So I do. And working with education, working with the melanin community to understand where have we fell short for 70 years, working with trauma, working with people to get over the trauma or epidemiology of trauma, historical trauma, slave mentality, all those things. So the answer is undoubtedly yes. And because I'm a neuroscience guy, I go right into the brain. We are unable to recognize talent because we have been in survival and afraid. I'll say it again. Wow. We are unable to recognize talent because we are always in survival and afraid. What are we afraid of? Are we afraid of someone punching us in the mouth? No, that's not where the fear comes from. The fear from us is being removed. Right. That's a slave thought process. How is the controller going to remove me? How am I going to be removed? Will it be fired? Will it be in a relationship? How am I going to be removed? So there's all this, because we are so inundated with the historical issue of we're going to be separated, specifically the black male, the black male. So that's why there's things that black men have a tendency to be afraid of. So the bravado comes into how can I associate to assimilate so I'm not removed? And if I am removed, I don't feel like I am less than. right? Mm. So, so there's a lot of processing going on too. Why don't we recognize talent? Because if we are afraid to be removed and we're afraid of keeping survival, which hope only comes into the occipital lobe in the frontal cortex, and hope is talent. Hopes are dreams. And mothers and fathers will douse hope by telling the child verbiage to kill that growth. Not now, not at this time,
wow.
Go sit down someplace. But we've heard that from many of people. Not
of
now,
course.
Go sit down someplace. What's the old term?
Yeah.
Let grown folks talk.
Let folks ride.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Dr. Dyer, I have to say now, did I remember in our in your debut show last week, I think you mentioned about kids, and I think you said you had quite a few.
Nine.
I think you have nine
seven
kids.
Girls?
Nine.
Yeah, seven. Yeah, seven girls and two boys.
Okay. So I'm going to turn the tables on you. Are you pouring into those kids? Recognizing the talent in those children. And is this something that's important to you to do, being that you're in education and all of that?
Yes, it is. I got it from my mom. My mom was a civil rights activist.
Yes.
I told people before, my dad was a Black Panther.
Yes.
So for us to recognize, my mother always said, for things to grow, we must understand how to plant seeds. But the environment around us must be able to nurture the seed. So that was my mother's mantra. So she was always teaching, not so I can do, but so I can, what you call, forge through my own mind, through my own feelings, through my own association. And she never dictate like you ought to. You know, those were the words. My mother's words was never like you better, you ought to, and it wasn't a threat. Like, if you don't get your homework done, I'm going to whoop that little behind. My mother never said those things. So, so she's like, listen, your opportunity, if you do homework, so now you've got to remember, at the age of five, cognitive development comes to the child where they start to develop reasoning abilities, meaning they understand the difference between red and blue, between pancakes and eggs. They can make those decisions. And when you ask them, what would you like for breakfast, and they say eggs, say, well, why did you pick eggs and not pancakes? So you get them to develop their association with their own thought process. So my mother had more questions for me than I ever had for her. That's why when they say the terrible twos, that's such a misnomer. Yeah. Even Dr. Spock talked about the terrible twos. And the reason why terrible twos comes in is because the two-year-old age, the way the growth of the brain works, you're starting to associate tree with grass, and so you're questioning your environment. We kill hope and talent by not answering those questions, and that's why we don't recognize talent. There's talent in the questions.
This is incredible.
Like, Mom, how come? And they're like, I don't got time for that noise. You go sit down someplace.
Yeah. Ain't got no time for that. Yeah, I remember that real well. Nicole Marie, what do you say when you hear Dr. Paul Dyer's assessment of this or his position? What goes through your mind?
I'm listening to this and thinking, my goodness, this is so true in our community. When he's talking about, you know, go sit down, not now. We're in a society now where we're so busy. We're trying to get so much done. We're, you know, moving so fast and, you know, kids, go sit down. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you're so focused on what you're trying to do, trying to get it done, trying to get here and get there, that is true. You know, not now, you know, we're going to talk about this later. Go sit down, you know, stay out of grown folks, you know, go in the other room, stay out of grown folks' business. That's so, so true. But it's so important to take that time to also listen to our children. Listen to them.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Paul Dyer, sounds like you were very lucky. And it reminds me of with your mom's situation, and it reminds me of my own mom. Same thing, where she recognized all of the talent. She recognized my brothers, my sisters, and myself
You guys, speaking of which, I've got to shout out my big brother, Dr. Leroy Hines. I really do, because we wouldn't be chatting with this incredible Dr. Paul Dyer if it were not for the largesse of making the connection with this incredible Dr. Paul Dyer through my brother, Leroy Hines, who himself is a trained economist. You guys remember he's been on our show. We're going to have to, Dr. Dyer, we're going to have to do something again very soon to make a reuniting, if you will, right here on our show. So
Absolutely.
It was so amazing because after your show last week, my dear brother is like, I got to hear, you know, I want to get this, get a copy of the show so I can hear, you know, Dr. Paul Dyer on the show. So I'm so excited. So I make sure that he got a link and all of that. So I just want to say that our parents, particularly my mom, I remember this was something that was so important. And back in the day, we had something called, we were talking about this, the World Book Encyclopedia, that we had the entire set. And it was always important. Education was important in our house, reading, and my mom would teach us how to conjugate verbs and all of these things. So recognizing talent was the norm for me. And but as I grew up, I realized that it wasn't the norm for everybody. Did you find the same thing, Dr.
That's so
Paul
true.
Dyer?
I did, you know, I did, whether it be in my neighborhood with other kids I played with, and they would come to my house and they just get a whole different vibe and feel from it. And so I also believe that it didn't matter where other people's and how they grew up, we still have an opportunity to whom we touch, we can nurture that possibility of hope. So it doesn't matter. Sometimes it may be fleeting and maybe a couple of hours, but if we can nurture that hope and understanding that there is a chance, then that's why we have connections with people. That's where our vibration comes from, and that's why we have most people, if you go into, you know, different theories of the third eye, that third eye is the resonance of the higher power of all existence. That can only come from hope, because otherwise if you freeze that third eye, then it's solid, and then you have no vibration connecting with other people. So those things are so diminished in a lot of the melanin community because they've been so stuck in what you call historical slave trauma and theories and processes. You know, they say, well, I don't make enough money. The money's not the issue. It's how you view money. It's what you thought of economics. You know, you got to become an entrepreneur. You don't know how to become an entrepreneur because entrepreneurship takes action, not action to do, but action to dream. And it's hard to dream for a person. It's hard to dream for a person when they've never accessed that part of the brain. They've never accessed that part of civilization in their own hemisphere. We looked at children as non-melanin children. We looked in the kids and said, look at that badass kid screaming in Walmart or the supermarket. And the kids just flip and flop, and we say, you would never do that. I mean, how many times have a melanin person said, you're not going to act
course.
Like that?
We
told
that our entire life. Yeah.
Oh, yes. At least my mom warned me before we even went into a store. All right, I'm not buying nothing.
Oh, that's right.
Be quiet. Yes. You know, you got that warning
nothing.
Before you even went in the store. Yes.
But here's the thing. That little acting up that child did at five allowed them to create possibilities and creation and formulate the forebrain, where black kids, melanin kids who got that conversation before they entered the store, it silenced it because there was no opportunity to express. So if there's no opportunity to express, then why develop it? I just wait for you to tell me. So how often do a child who ends up coming out into their own, was it late 30s, they start to find themselves? Because for all the ages of 25 and under, that was silent. So that's why a lot of melanin kids can do well with direction, but they can't do well with imagination. I talked about this with the NFL and the NFL alumni. This is why black quarterbacks don't do well. because they're well with physical talent, but they can't assess offenses. This it goes across the board of the reason why, because the development of the brain, and we develop the brain so in an animalistic behavior, more of like a slave cow or a herding cow than it is to be a wandering bird. It's so different.
Now, what do you say when folks come up to you, Dr. Paul Dyer, and they don't agree with that assessment? What do you have a quick comeback form?
No, I don't. I guess do your own research. So if you do your own research, you end up opening doors and you end up opening up trap doors. Most people try to open the doors, but they don't realize they're locked doors. So if you're only going to open doors that open to you, then you're not fully understanding the doors that are locked to you. And if you cannot open the doors that are locked to you, then you're not going to understand, because you're going to dismiss it.
Oh, boy.
Which is a survival instinct.
Yeah. Dr. Paul Dyer, if you guys have just tuned in, we've got to jump on in here. Dr. Paul Dyer comes to us out of the Maryland area. In recent times, we're going to say, just a brilliant strategist, just very smart man. I love that you are so talented, sir. And and you're teaching your family, 9 children. That's quite an endeavor, and I just think it's amazing. And not just your family, but Dr. Baldar, you're taking the time to share and educate and inform us right here on this broadcast. And so I'm looking at the videos now, remembering Coolio and Michelle Pfeiffer in that big movie that we
Dangerous
remember.
Was it Dangerous Minds,
They did a movie, and then they turned it into a short-lived TV show with Annie Potts playing the Michelle Pfeiffer character. And I remember that. I think Michelle even, because she was in his video version of that song, which was just
right.
Incredible. You know, and I have to say, we've been kind of remembering Coolio throughout the broadcast today. He was 59 years old. You guys have heard he's passed away. For me, it has been... You know, I guess I've never really shared this, but I think I developed my love for different hairstyles and just having all kinds of different hair looks from Coolio. I always loved his box braided style. That his braids just never, laid flat. They were always all over the place. And mine were the same way. The only way I could get my box braids to be flat, I had to put on what's called a do-rag in our community. You guys know what that is. And so I've always looked to Coolio because that's who I look like when I would look in the mirror. And so I just, for me, seeing folks that look like you and sound like you and have hair like you, well, although my hair, I still have a lot of hair, okay? but definitely this, it hits home. And that's why we have this platform to talk about things like this incredible man's journey, which he won a Grammy. And it's not easy, especially in those days, to win a Grammy and being a breakthrough artist. You know what I mean? It wasn't in those days. Now that everybody's talking about how great the 90s were, but that's because a lot of the music is not so great, as we know. So we are paying tribute to those great artists who did make such an impression on us back in the day. So we're going to miss him. Listen, why don't we take
this is
a great point. Yeah, to take a little bit of a music break with none other than Coolio. Again, this is his Fantastic Voyage song. I love all of Coolio's music. I love that he always paid tribute to some of the older hits, some of the great music songs and then kind of refresh them with his own lyrics and things of that nature. So here is his song, Fantastic Voyage. We'll be back on the other side, and we'll check in with Michael Hopkins and see if we can get him to be part of this conversation today on recognizing Black talent. And I'm going to ask him about his own family, if he took time to recognize the talent as well as, you know, in his house. So we're going to – we got a lot to get to this morning. More on Coolio, more on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Dr. Paul Dyer is also with us, and Michael Hopkins. And here is this incredible song, one of his biggest hits. Again, Fantastic Voyage. And you guys, don't forget, you can see a lot of the incredible songs that are out there. Hold on, let's make sure. Yeah, there we go. Let's see what we have out here. Well, while we take a look for that, why don't I get on one of his other hits as well? We'll look for that. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta lope. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking at what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's tricking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
All right. We're back live. It is Thursday morning, September 29th, 2022. That is Gangsta Paradise. That is, of course, based on the big Stevie Wonder hit. And in just a little bit, I guess I'll lead out with Fantastic Voyage. I've been able to kind of locate that song. And that's one of our favorites as well. So we're going to get that on in just a bit. We've been chatting with an entire lineup this morning. Of course, my special co-host, you guys know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, of course. Dr. Paul Dyer is our special guest contributor who joins us Thursdays and Fridays morning in the Spotlight Hour. We've been kind of talking about Coolio. Yes. Yes, Dr. Paul Dyer, we didn't scare you off. Yes.
No, I want people to know, great words, great Coolio. We talk about Coolio, but prior to you playing the track, we talked about seeing talent. If people
recognizing
can realize
talent.
Recognizing talent. And in one of his lyrics, it was towards the end, he says, they say I got to learn, but there's no one here.
No one to teach me. Yeah, that's right.
We got to remember the gangster rap was talking about the plight, almost like the new blues. That's what we consider this, is new blues. Because they were talking about a message, not against something, but fighting for something. You know, he was talking about living in the streets, and he's not even sure if he's going to live another day. So is that our community's fault? Absolutely. Because we close our windows, we close our doors, we close our minds, we close our hearts. And that's why we have kids dying. That's why we have kids not able to learn. Because we are not saying something if we care enough. If you care, if you say you care, then say something. If you say you love, say something. Well, I don't know that individual, that him or her. Well, love, you say. We're not trying to criticize.
Right.
We're talking about saying something. Because if you say something, that means you're seeing them. And if they know they're being seen, maybe then they'll change.
They'll change. That's right. Listen, Dr. Paul Dyer, we're going to delve into this. I'm loving the convo this morning. You guys, you're knocking it out of the box. Just doing a great job, Dr. Paul Dyer. Nicole Marie, what do you say? You're hearing all of this. You're hearing Dr. Dyer this morning. And Dr. Dyer, you're going in. Good stuff.
Yes,
good stuff.
Yes. I think that is so important. I think it's so important what Dr. Dyer just said. You know, let them know that you see them. I think it's very important being in education. See so many children that come through year after year after year. And it's so important to recognize them. Let them know that you see them. Talk to them. The children have so much that's going on, so much. And it's so important to let them know that you see them.
Exactly. I sometimes, Nicole Marie, I don't know if I could have made it if I had to grow up at this time. I think this is just a crazy time. Hey, I want to turn to another gentleman here, a part of our lineup on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Dr. Dyer, you know Michael Hopkins. He's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show here on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. Michael comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, he always says. Michael, you've
so
been
true.
Listening. I know you may not be the biggest rap aficionado out there, but you've heard the discussion on recognizing talent in the Black community. Have you been recognizing talent? You have a family, a few members. What do you have, four children, I think?
Four adult children. Oh,
yeah. And I appreciate you saying that, adult children, because you can give us some perspective on this. So did you
did you and your wife, your amazing wife, did you guys take the time to recognize the talent in the house first, or does this, how's this discussion sit with you today, Michael?
Well, from Dr. Dyer, it sits rather well because my kids basically are 70s, 80s, and 90s children. So with Coolio and the rap and all, I was all into that because of them, especially my oldest daughter. And it was, you know, she grew up in that era because she was a 70s baby. And then, you know, the 80s, she was a preteen going into the 90s. So all of the Coolios, the Ice Cubes, the Ice Teas, and it was all kinds
you
of music. The rap
that's
music.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's not that I was forced to listen to it, but it was always kind of around the house, and then she had friends that would come over. And I remember one time I was riding with some of her friends in the car, and they were taking me, I think they were dropping me off somewhere. And there was this song from this guy called Ice Cube, who I had never heard of. And I remember riding in the car, and it was Ice Cube. And I think by the time I got out of the car, I was shaking so much. But I look back at it now, and I laugh at it because it was like, who in the world is this guy? What is he saying? Oh, my God. Because the generation that I came from was different.
Yeah.
But when I look back now, I look back, you know, 30 years ago, I understand now, just like Dr. Dyer, that was pointing out the lyrics. And I've heard the song before, but I listened for the lyrics, and I was like, wow, yeah, living, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 24. And
yeah,
that stood out in my mind. I was like, wow, yeah, I can see that. I was also in law enforcement for a time in D.C. in the 90s. So I used to see a lot of this stuff. I used to be involved in a lot of the things in the D.C. area, and I was a D.C. cop. So just seeing all this stuff, listening to Dr. Dyer talk about this, it also reminds me of the military, and that's what I was going to ask him about, some things, his thoughts, or some of the things him and I have seen in the military related to this.
Well, Dr. Dyer, we're going to let you weigh in. What do you say to Michael Hopkins?
Thanks, Michael. You're right. And, you know, the military, here's the thing. The military is great at seeing talent, and I'll tell you why they're so great at it, because they're able to manipulate it. And the reason why they're able to see it is because they have to use it for the machine. They are not going to waste talent, because the machine needs to be fed, and if the machine gets better, the military gets better. So you had drill sergeants, and I'll never forget. I was so always astonished by drill sergeants because of how they see you. Now, they would drive you. They would do a lot of things, but they also can see you because they're like, you're a leader. You're this. So they are bringing a lot of stuff out of there. A good CO, a good first sergeant, a good battalion sergeant, sergeant major, he sees talent not just by what you say, but how you are. And what I mean is it's a presence about you. That's why they were so good at seeing it, because they're going to need you. And in a time of combat, good talent saves lives. Good talent creates, what you say, gets missions accomplished. Mission don't get accomplished because it's a good plan. It gets accomplished because of talent.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. You talking? Oh, you talking my language?
Wow.
Dr. Dyer, you're talking my language, because anybody that's in the military understands these things. It's not always duty honor country. It's that guy to the left, that guy to the right, and this is what it's all about. When we're soldiers, and we're in that foxhole or we're in that situation, it's not any of these other things that people paint this picture. It's not that. It's just like you said. See, that's how a real soldier, that's how I know I'm talking to a real soldier. I'm not talking to a paper soldier, but I'm talking to somebody that understands that's how it works. And it's a legacy. And then when we get out of the machine, that's why a lot of us don't fit into this other machine, the civilian world, and the things that go along with it. And I know, Dr. Dyer, you understand what I'm talking about. It takes a lot of us a long time to assimilate. And sometimes it never happens because we have that switch. And some of us cannot turn that switch off sometimes.
Well, Michael, is this something that we're going to be able to continue these conversations on VPR, on the Vet Talk radio show throughout your second season? Because you are literally just kicking off your second season. And you're about, I think you're coming up on your fourth show. So will you get, Dr. Dyer, we're going to have to get you over to Michael's show one day to talk more about your experience, you know, with the military and all of that, and so much more that you're doing. You're also, you're into, I think, martial arts. You guys have a whole thing that's so helpful out here, and you'll be able to shed a whole lot of light on that topic. I can't wait till we can talk more about that and so many other things. We've got you Thursdays and Fridays. And so tomorrow we're going to be talking, well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I also want to get into some hair and beauty talk with you on raising daughters, as you mentioned. And you had a house full, I have to say. So we're going to get into more of that as well on the show tomorrow. Dr. Dyer will be back with us on Thursday, Friday morning. Michael Hopkins, Tuesday mornings, 8:30 Eastern, for the Vet Talk radio show, as I mentioned, second season, doing a whole bunch of stuff. Nicole Marie is with us mid-show. You guys know daily she's my co-host out here, always helping us to hold it down and just doing some big things. Listen, we promised we were going to get this song on, and it is one of his biggest hit records. We've been paying a lot of tribute today to Coolio. And something I didn't know that you guys may have, maybe you knew, but Coolio also was a cooking person. He had a cookbook and a TV show about food. Who would have known?
That recipe book.
Wow.
Who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah, who would have thought that exactly? You know about that, Nicole Marie? I didn't know about that.
I did. I had seen that, yes. Yes, recipe book out, and yes.
Wow.
So he had reinvented himself, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, like a lot of the rap artists do. Yeah, they reinvent themselves.
But, Carrie, here's the thing. How about this? Why doesn't the melanin community ever highlight it, his cooking? Because we want them to be stigmatized, and we want mass media to show them in a different light, not so much what he is, but what we want him to be, and we buy into that by not seeing each other. It goes back to not being able to recognize talent. If we don't see each other, why would the non-melanin community ever value us when we don't value?
Exactly. And, you know, that's the key.
True.
And I love what you say, Dr. Dyer. It is about valuing us. It's about us seeing one another. If the world doesn't see us, we need to be able to see each other. And we've got to pour into each other. And that is what this whole underlying discussion was about to me. And I really mean that. It was truly what resonated with me. And when I play back Coolio's songs in preparation for today's broadcast, it just really hit me. And I said, wow,
Listen, we've got a little bit more to talk about this, and then we'll wrap it up for today. We're going to have our whole panel back on Friday's show to continue these conversations, and we're going to invite you guys to hear more about what you've got to say up there on the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, this is that song. It is Fantastic Voyage, which, like I say, get the kiddies out a little bit. They got the little bit mature talk in here, but it's enjoyable and informative. So here's the song, Coolio's other big hit, Fantastic Voyage. We'll be right back in the chat on the other side. Stay with us.
Get a piece of the apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I quickly down the block. Stay sucker free and keep the busters off your drop. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying, ain't nobody worrying, everybody's crying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. Gonna do when the vibe roll by, you better be ready so you can ride.
Come along and ride on a fantastic vibe.
When you're living in the city, it's do or die.
Come along and ride on a and welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. And I want to say thank you, of course, to Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, on this wonderful Thursday morning. Thank you, Nicole Marie, for helping us to hold it down.
Yes,
September 29th, 2022. Show number 764. Michael Hopkins, want to say thank you as well, out of beautiful downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia. And
so true.
I know you're working on upcoming shows, so we're going to be continuing to check in with you. And to our newest cast member, if you will, who comes to us out of the Maryland area, we're talking about, I'm going to say, the irrepressible Dr. Paul Dyer. And it's just a great show, yes. How do you like that, Dr. Dyer? Irrepressible.
That's something. And before we close out, because I know we're coming to an hour, I want to mention this because yeah. we are on the Hair Radio Show, and yeah. everything is connected to all things we do. And I'll say that again.
Absolutely.
Everything is connected to all things we do, and it's connected through, again, I'm a neuroscience guy, so everything is connected to the chemistry of the brain. And when we say this yeah. and how we recognize talent, we don't say nappy-head kids, right? Mm-hmm. When's the last time when you hear parents say, you come here, you nappy-head little child? Those type of words kill hopes and dreams, and if it kills hopes
yeah.
and dreams, you'll never see the talent of the child. So along with Julio, one of the things he said was about the way he viewed himself and who he was. So he saw himself of getting out, and whether he had to shoot his way out, he was going to get out. And the only way you can
yeah.
see out is if you realize where you're in, and that takes acknowledgement.
Yeah. Exactly. And I wanted to say thank you for that, by the way. I really do thank you for that, Dr. Paul Dyer. Yeah, Julio, even though he was born in like the Pittsburgh area out in PA, his family moved all the way out to the West Coast to Compton, California. And he worked at LAX at the airport. I'd like to say maybe I saw him sometime. When I used to fly in and out of L.A. all the time. And he worked in security at LAX before his music career took off. And he just made it happen. He really did. He made it happen. And I have to say, I think we paid ample tribute this morning. I think we've done him justice and beginning to appreciate his legacy and what
yeah,
will be his
definitely.
Legacy in the music industry. So I do want to say that. So, again, Michael, thank you. I have to say, Nicole Marie, thank you. Our very special guest, Dr. Paul Dyer. We'll be back here tomorrow. We're tackling some of the hair myths and also, some of the dads doing the daughter's hair. And I want to speak to that. Even though I do not have any kids, but my very best friend who used to do Asia's hair. You guys have heard her on the show before he had passed. And we're going to talk about all this stuff. I'll unravel all of this on tomorrow's broadcast. So the Hair Radio Morning Show airs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. And we have a full lineup. Tuesday mornings, we've got the Vet Talk Radio Show about 8:30 with Michael Hopkins. Wednesdays, we usually have an amazing, incredible hairstylist or two to introduce you to. Thursdays and Fridays, we are jumping off with none other than Dr. Paul Dyer, the man who is really helping us to put the community in hair, beauty, and community right here. So Dr. Paul Dyer, any words you want to leave us with today? Any special comments to send us off into tomorrow's show?
Well, I do. I want to say for us to see each other, we must see ourselves. And for us to see ourselves, then we must be able to unlock those doors that we are afraid to unlock. And for next year, when we talk about my daughters, and my daughters are older now, they have grandchildren, but remember, when we touch and touch with love, because people touch and it's not good, healthy touch. But when you touch with love, a father to daughter, mother to daughter, mother to son, father to son. Whether it's a haircut or where it's braiding or where it's brushing, you are sending connective energy through your hands through the top of the head, which is connected to the center of the soul.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm loving
wow.
it.
Wow. Going real deep.
Yeah. Now going real deep. Pardon the
real
pun
deep.
There.
About 20 miles deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But good stuff. Okay. On that note, Nicole Marie, anything you want to add before we sign off this morning?
Yes, I just want to say just a wonderful show, just blown away by the information that was shared this morning, and just want to say just how important it is just to spend that time. I know we've talked about the community and seeing each other and so forth, but it's so critical to first see who's in your household.
Yes, see who, the youngins.
Yes.
There,
yes.
Exactly. Michael, I know you always chime out with your tagline, which is a great way to end it up for you. So what's your famous tagline, Michael Hopkins?
Harry Hines, it's all about the vets.
And I'm going to say today, the vets, families, friends, and community. And so we just added to that. And for me today, I just have to say, it's never quite the end of the broadcast. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network called UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Let me repeat that. UpscaleMagazineRadio.com is an around-the-clock website that is based on the famous Upscale Magazine. They've been around for 34 years. I do a lot of managing their radio network on their behalf. So check it out. You'll hear a lot of Classic Hair Radio Morning Show episodes over there playing. Plus, today's very episode will play there in just a little bit, in addition to some great music and special interviews, especially made for Upscale. So want to shout out our incredible fans over there. They've got some new magazines. We're going to talk about that on tomorrow's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it's just been a great day. It really has. I've loved today's show. So great job, everybody. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get our outro on. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern, for the next live edition. Make it a great Thursday.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Ragland.